1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. School District 51 always updates its budget in January, taking into account enrollment numbers, the December mill levy certification, and adjusting for actual revenues and expenditures. The readopted budget this week includes a net adjustment of $1.3 million. The district says it fared better than most districts in the state, with a 1.1% enrollment increase. The state average was a 0.3% decrease. The new Clifton Community Campus is moving ahead with a contract awarded this week for design and engineering of the facility next to Rocky Mountain Elementary School on Dee and a Half Road. Already some changes there. The Mesa County Library District's considering locating the new Clifton Branch Library at the campus. According to the Daily Sentinel, the county has made the offer to the district, whose Board of Trustees is expected to approve next week. The KN95 masks being made available in Colorado are now in Mesa County. You can get them at any Mesa County Library branch, one mask per person. Grand Junction-based U.S. Magistrate Judge Gordon Gallagher has been passed over to fill an upcoming federal district court judge vacancy in Colorado. According to the Daily Sentinel, both Colorado's U.S. senators recommended Gallagher to fill the post, but President Joe Biden yesterday nominated a Taiwanese woman instead. The White House saying the nomination is consistent with Biden's promise the nation's courts reflect its diversity. A 42-year-old man is dead in a snowboard accident at Aspen Highlands. Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says the man hit a tree yesterday afternoon and was pronounced dead at the scene. No one injured when a huge crane fell at Saplesio Field. Happened yesterday afternoon at the project to replace the stands in the stadium. The crane wasn't operating. The reason it fell, under investigation. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.